This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But this is how this rolls. So we have to start with Mike. He is 12-20. I know Mike says he's got to have some winners this week.
Yeah, I'm struggling, Carl. These are hard times.
Hard times.
As the American people would say, hard times. Some years, Carl, you eat the bear. Some years, the bear eats you.
This is true. Thank you, Dusty.
And this has been hard, but I'm going.
Well, do you want Dusty to pick these for you?
I might as well, because the only way we can change mojo is to channel the American Dream's vibe from up in heaven. His son did a nice job, by the way. My son, Cody.
Oh, he did.
A nice job as a guest picker.
Yes, he did.
Out there in Athens. Okay, man, let's go.
You know he's champ now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's an incredible champ.
And he's in better shape than his daddy ever was, I can tell you that. I was a plumber's son from West Texas. And they have time for all those Bowflexes and stuff.
Beautiful family, by the way.
Yeah. Cody?
They have. Oh, yeah.
Cody, yeah. No, he's a stud.
That's my jeans, Daddy.
He's a stud.
And I don't mean Wranglers, Coach.
I do miss your atomic elbow, but I digress.
Let's get down with brass tacks. It takes desperate times for desperate actions. And every fiber of my being will struggle to pull for this team on Saturday. But I got to go with it. Because the team they're playing is laying too many points. They're getting too many. I'm going to take the Gators.
Oh!
Take that DJ Lagway. I know you could argue it's the best defense he's seen.
Yes, it
is. Old Miss Rebels into Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. But I'll tell you this. They're going to find a way to cover that spread. I'm not saying they're going to win. But it's going to be they're going to be a margin of less 11.5 points. Take that to the bank, Dad.
I feel you. All right. We are, we've got the spirit of Dusty Rhodes here picking for Mike. He needs some help. I like Florida. I like this pick. I like where you're going with this.
Thanks for your affirmation.
What else? But before we go any further, yes. Dusty, what is it like up there?
That's amazing. Heaven is a tremendous place. Everything, every day, the weather's beautiful. 72 degrees and sunny. It's kind of like living in San Diego, actually. every day I get up and there's a river of brown liquor. It's your subconscious and it projects into your next dimension of heaven. There's books have been written about this. So yes, every morning I wake up, I just go get a ladle and I drink some beautiful brown liquor out of a river that flows right by my place.
How wonderful is that?
You never have to mow the lawn. Every day there's a big old cow on a spit just spinning. Just come over, get yourself some. Al dente, of course.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, Skip Carey.
Oh, really?
Leave me out of this nonsense. I don't know what the dream is talking about. Every day, I must be in another place. Every day, it's a grounder for Kyle outside.
Grounder.
2-0.
And the female wrestler, Sonny, comes over and feeds him grapes every day.
Please, Skip.
All right, what else you got, Dusty?
All right, man, let's go. And again, when the going gets tough, sometimes you can't overthink it. It's a classic betting paradigm that my good friend Mike Bell taught me years ago when we had a great gig at Turner South. And, of course, he turned like Benedict Arnold and went over to Fox Sports for his 30 pieces of silver. I was making $3,000 a week for that show, Jack. You realize that? For 15 minutes on Turner. And Bell's got to run over to Fox. And for what? Where was I? I digress. Okay, I'm going to go with good team, bad team.
Okay.
And it's a pretty simple concept. The Lions are kicking everybody's ass.
Yes, they are.
And they're covering that number, and they're taking on the Colts. And everybody from Detroit is going to roll down 65 or 75. They'll swing over and they'll get down. They'll find their way to Indianapolis.
Yes, they will.
And I think it's going to be the Lions covering that 7.
I like that pick as well. Lions 9-1. Everybody thinks they're the best team in football.
Right.
You have one more pick, sir.
All right, I was going to bet this one, but I can't bet against my beloved Texas Longhorns. But I do think 20.5 is a bit rich.
It is.
That Kentucky physicality you saw against Georgia, You've seen it against Ole Miss.
You know about physicality.
But I can't put it against those Texas Longhorns. Darryl Royal will be rolling in his grave if I did that, Carl Duke. So I'm going to go back to the NFL, and I'm going to take the Eagles -3 against the Rams. Now, the Rams have been good. Rams have been good of late. So do the Eagles. Take a listen to this. So I back this up with numbers and facts and statistics.
Okay.
Pretty simple. The Eagles have won 4 of their last 5. And I believe that they're going to, you know, throw some stuff out there the Rams can't match. And I think they're going to get after the run game. I think Saquon Barkley, the run game, Rams can't match that. So, again, Gators +11.5. Lions -7. Eagles -3 against those Rams.
Thank you, the spirit of Dusty Rhodes.
What'd I miss? What happened?
Mike, it was incredible.
My mind went blank. And hopefully, I hope somebody picks some good stuff for me.
I do, too. Oren is up next. He is 14-18. Oren, what are your picks for the week?
He will also be channeling Tully Blanchard now.
Oh, that son of a... He stole Jezebel. Jezebel. Don't get me started. Go ahead, Oren.
Yeah, no Tully Blanchard here, but I am also struggling with 0-3 last week, too. Mike Bell, I'm going to Riverside you. I not only think Ole Miss covers that. Yeah, give me Ole Miss 10.5 versus Florida. I think they cover that number. I think they roll, and I think they start their march to the playoffs. So, yeah.
Ooh. On the road?
I think
on the
big
road.
Letdown. I think big letdown after the Georgia win.
All right,
now,
all right, all
now
right.
Hang on. Now, hang on. I have 11.5.
Yep. You have 11.5?
What's the official?
I have 11.5.
Then take it up.
Let me double check that.
That's what you had?
I will – let me get my other two picks in, and while that's going on, I will
right,
double-check
right.
that.
We got to make sure we're right. Go ahead.
Yep.
All right.
So I have 11.5. Take it.
11.5.
Sold.
That's a lot.
That's why I bet it.
Okay. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I will take the Broncos, 6-point favorites versus the Raiders.
Yes,
and give
I'm
me,
on that as well.
Give me good team, bad team here. Or let me phrase that. Okay team, bad team. Yep. Give me Tampa minus the 6.5 versus the Giants.
Okay. Are we going with the 11.5?
Yes.
We need clarity. All right. Fair enough. Turtle, you are up. You are 17-15. What picks do you have this week?
I am taking Ole Miss -11.5.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Versus Florida. I think at this point, as we've been discussing, don't tell me style points don't matter, boys. Mm-hmm. They're going to matter.
Road game in the swamp.
Yeah. And they're going to go in and do what they need to do. Because I think they're a little scoffed that they're only #9 right now.
They are. And you could definitely argue this will be the best. No disrespect to the Dogs, but this will be the best defense that DJ Lagway has thrown. The coordinator for the Gators, though, is on the same coaching tree as the DC for the Ole Miss Rebs. So he is seeing some of these looks in practice. But they'll probably throw some crazy disguised cover threes and stuff at him.
I am also a believer in Denver. Give me Denver -6.
Me too.
With the Raiders because... no further explanation needed.
You saw
it. We saw that. And last but not least, Vikings -3.5 at Chicago. Vikings continue to roll. Caleb Williams continues to struggle. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I'll start there, guys. It's our picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell. Steve Coonan set to join us here in less than 6 minutes. Stay tuned.
Legalize gambling. Talk to your local state representative.
Is he for weed, by the way? Do you know?
No comment.
Okay.
Carl, by the way, Booker T.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're giving out our wrestling picks here. Hey, I'm going to start with the Broncos. You're right. 6 points against the Raiders. The defense is the real deal. That was just not us last week. They've done this to everybody this season. Mm. And the Raiders are terrible minus Brock Bowers on offense.
Right.
But Bowers can't throw it to himself, Mike. He's not Mr. Wonderful, okay? So – they will not only cover, I think this is probably
it was
two.
Mr. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Perfect. Yes, you're right. He's not Mr. Perfect. He can't throw it to himself. Since we have our wrestling going here, I think this could be easily a 10 or 14-point game, to be honest with you. So Broncos first and foremost. Then I'm going to go with the Packers to cover the 3 at home, guys. I think the Packers.
I like that. I was thinking about betting that one, too.
Hey.
Do we know about Purdy, though? Is Purdy going to play? Because
so
that's
Mike,
up in the air.
So, he left practice. They pushed his presser to today. Now, I'm not sure because it's still early out there, guys. It's only 1 o'clock. I'm not sure what he says today or what is said, but he was supposed to speak yesterday, left practice early. He's supposed to speak today. The reason that's a big deal is because Purdy, if he's not playing, that even makes things worse. Packers defense, I think, is the reason why I like him at 3. I saw 3. Now I'm looking at 3.5 because, Mike, maybe that word came down. Mm. I had it at 3 literally an hour plus ago. Turtle, let's make sure. Maybe something came down with Purdy, but I still like the Packers at home against the 49ers.
I see 3.5.
Okay. Give it to me. And then Guys, SMU hasn't lost. Nobody respects SMU. Everybody's talking about everybody else. Their head coach, Rhett Lashley, just got a contract extension. Auburn fans, you're familiar with him, okay? He was there. I think, Mike, this is a game where SMU kind of says, you know what, let us show you how good we
That's
are.
That's UBA, right?
Correct.
And the comparative score is
Correct.
Everyone's making a Notre Dame beat up. Again, I think SMU can smoke these guys.
I do, too. 10 points. SMU favored by 10.
Is it in Charlottesville or is it in Fort Worth?
It's at Virginia. That's the other part.
Hey, Carl.
Again, that's the most yes. unintimidating wine and cheese atmosphere in all of the ACC.
I totally agree with you. What's
we have
up,
an update. Brock Purdy is not practicing today.
See?
There you go.
I'm telling you, I saw this number at 3, like 2 hours ago. There's something there.
Wait a minute. This is new information for the American Dream. I did not have minutes ago. No, I'm kidding. Right? Yeah.
So,
picks of the picks.
So that's why I think it went up. And I had it written down as 3, and it went up to 3.5.
By the way, if Purdy can't go,
yeah,
there's a quarterback that's out there right now.
Who?
Without a home.
Who's talking about?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel
he
Jones.
Can't learn the offense. He's not Baker Mayfield going out to the Rams.
Do you think Shanahan would take a chance on Daniel Jones?
No, I don't think there's any. There's nothing redeemable about Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He is a bum.
Yeah, it's journeyman?
Journeyman. Well, now he's going to be Mr. Baseball Hat
yeah.
Boy.
All
it's
right.
a nice living.
But, yeah, that's yeah. interesting. But, no, I think this is just they're going to roll with the backup and see where this goes. But you know what that is? Let's just be honest. That's the NFL protecting the integrity of the game. They're going to say he's going to be a game-time decision.
Right.
He leaves practice early yesterday. Today he doesn't practice. It's Friday, guys. All right, there are your picks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening and hanging out with us. We are live at Twin Peaks. Literally, I'm going to say this to our listeners. Bring us more gifts. We want more. Because our listeners, man, they show up today. First of all, your boy, Drunk Larry, shows up. What did Larry bring us?
And we got 2 Tommy Bahama Falcon shirts. We got 2 Afghans. And then some friends brought us some edibles. But anyway, it's been a great weekend. It's just been a really good time. And it's legal in Georgia, Carl,
yes,
by
it
the
is.
Way.
Yes, it is.
Legal in 50 states. But it's been a great. We got a birthday party down here. We got the best. Carl, you know I can't keep secrets. Why do you? You know why?
Why?
Because you look at me. You go, why did I say it? Because you looked at me.
I'm going to start doing what your dad did. I'm so disappointed in you. Why are you revealing these things?
No.
I just wanted to acknowledge our lovely listeners.
They're awesome people.
And, no, seriously, we show up at places and people are like, hey, here's this, 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 and this, and we go home. It's like, let me pack my trunk.
I know. Today was literally, it was amazing, and we have the best listeners, and hopefully you guys can come out. If you haven't been out here this year, make that a New Year's resolution.
Yes.
To come see Dukes and Bell, either at Twin Peaks, other locations that were around, but today we're at the Buckhead store.
All right. This is a week of truth for the Falcons. And I'm talking about not Sunday because we don't play. But next week, we cannot, and we have not this season, lost 3 in a row. And if we do, you are going to be really wondering. And we got Falcon fans right now that I'm looking at are going, man, I don't know what to think. I'll tell you what you need to think. You need to think that we're not going to lose 3 in a row. Some work has to be done heading into this Chargers game. Now, the good news is we get to watch the Chargers on Monday night against the Ravens.
Right.
That's the good news. So you're going to get a sense, if you've not watched them, see what that game's about. Listen, we know about Justin Herbert. If you're a football fan, it's no secret. Harbaugh has completely changed the culture. They're a more physical football team, and they got one of the best defenses in the
That's
league.
That's why I was interested in him coming here. And, look, hindsight is 20/20, but I would say that at the time, everything you're talking about, all his teams, going back to his 49er squad, Carl, they're physical teams. They run the football effectively, and they're taking pressure off Justin Herbert. Let's be honest. He's been like a pinata the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's the problem.
With some bad wide receivers that couldn't stay healthy. Now they draft the right wide receivers, including Ladd McConkey, and they've got a really nice thing going. Yeah. And a defense which is lights out with Khalil Mack,
right.
With Bud Dupree, who got a new life with us last year, and, of course, obviously Bosa.
So as we look ahead, and that's what we're doing, right? We said this week we came in, we were all frustrated. The loss of Denver sucked. The way we lost sucked. Didn't feel right. Mike been talking about this bad taste in my mouth, and now I got to ride with this through the weekend until we get back to next week. And we'll be up there at Flowery Branch midweek next week, and we'll talk to Ra about all these things and see where we're at. And if anything changed as far as his approach or practice, because I know that's something you've talked about this week.
Right.
Wednesday, at least for the last few weeks, we can't speak for the entire season, it's been kind of a walkthrough. And Ross said that to us when he comes on. Hey, we had a walkthrough today, kind of getting guys right, you know, making sure we don't stress anybody. And you're saying maybe we should be full practice.
Yeah, and full disclosure, we talked about this last week, and I got to give credit to the man I first saw it from. That's our man, D. Led. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the footnote. But D. Led, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC, brought it up on his social media saying that, you know, I don't know if this – And D wasn't saying it was a definitive thing, Carl. He was just saying, just food for thought, do you think that the fact the Falcons are kind of not hitting? And again, you don't want to be banging people up. I understand the logic behind it, but is that contributing to our poor tackling and some poor blocking at times? So I don't think it's
Mike,
sports talk hype to ask the question.
It's not. And here's the deal. We don't know. Like, seriously, I don't know what's contributing to the mistakes that we're making. Because, yes, Denver kicked our butts, okay? But we also helped them. I mean, when you give a team a hand and kind of lead the way and like,
right.
Oh, here, let's get some penalties for you. Oh, you know what? I'm going to let you catch the ball and run for 25 yards, and we're not going
to
tackle you.
Let's go three and out to the second half, chance we have.
We're helping them. But to your point, I don't know if that is the reason. It could be. But this is kind of where we're at. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. It is Friday, which means our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings has you covered. Of course, it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nobody's bulletproof in the NFL. We're not trying to turn the Chargers into a team of supermen, but there are some things that are going really well. And you see, that's what makes – and the reason a guy hit me up on the text line just now said, why are you so down on the Falcons? By the time you get to Thanksgiving – and here where we are, you start to see what your team is. And some teams, Carl, are coming together.
Yes, they are.
Some teams
are.
Like, for instance, the Eagles, about 6 weeks ago, were lost in the weeds. Like the laughingstock. Looked terrible. Fire the coach right now. They righted the ship. You and I were watching that game the day we were doing the show at the hotel, right?
Down at the Hilton.
Right. Right next to the Mercedes-Benz.
Signia.
And we were watching the Saints and the Eagles game. And that was a huge – they lose that game. Maybe things go differently. But it was a rallying cry. Next thing you know, things start to come together. Saquon Barkley's back being a focal point. All the young Georgia Bulldogs. Jalen Carter is finally kind of breaking out. So they've righted their ship. The Chargers have gotten on a roll.
They have.
You know, we talked about it. You know, the Rams. And
I think it's four in a row for the
Rams. The Rams-Eagles game will be big because the Rams, you know, have looked pretty good. But that's my concern. We're going the other way. We've pooped the bed the last two games. The AFC loss doesn't hurt as much, but that loss in New Orleans that you talked about, that kills you.
Brutal.
And Kirk Cousins, guys, we're not scoring touchdowns. And I think the reality is, with all due respect to what we can do or we can't do in this in the bye week, we're limited by our defense. The offense has got to carry us. The offense has got to carry this team. Unless Jesse Bates gets a couple of more picks or turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers are key. But you know, here's the reason why it's the week of truth. Because if you win, people go, wow, that's a quality win against a good team that we expect to go deep in the playoffs. Chargers can be a hard out. Like, there are teams right now you can look at in the NFL and go, that's going to be a hard out. Whether they're on the road or they're at home, it doesn't matter. Chargers are going to be one of those teams. And so that is why it's the week of truth. And then also, if you lose the game, let's be honest, three in a row, you're already feeling some kind of way, and now coming out of the bye week where you had extra time to prepare, that's going to be a problem. So that's why I think this is the – guys, and I'm not just saying this, this is a big-ass week for the Falcons coming up.
Well, here's the thing. We're not behind closed doors. We try to get into those doors. We're up at Flowery Branch.
Yeah.
And I said this off the air, so I'll put it on the air. We all enjoy our conversations with Raheem Morris, but there's a lot of Dan Quinn in the energy. There's a lot of Dan Quinn in the way he handles adversity. There's a lot of Dan Quinn in the way he answers tough questions. I do hope that he deals with reality. and not wishful thinking and positivity. Sometimes you got to just say what it is. You got to say, look, and you and I were joking. It's not like he's going to come in there and shut the door and crack the whip and all that. But you got to understand, Jimmy Lake's got to be better. You got to really address your approach on defense because you're limited.
Yeah. So you want Ra to walk in and go,
I am your father.
It's not going to happen, Mike.
Well, but I don't want Ra to sit there and go,
it's not going to happen.
But this isn't the Lego movie. Everything is wonderful.
It's not going to happen.
Everything is perfect.
And let me
you know,
say
it's
this.
Not, that's, we're a flawed football team right now.
And that's fine. This is where I will defend his approach. First of all, we're in year one. This isn't year five of Dan Quinn where the complete thing was a crap show. Secondly, Quinn did take us to a Super Bowl. If you're telling me that's in our future, I'm all for it. Thirdly, he's still trying to figure out what this is going to be with this team and this group of guys. And until he does, Mike, and until we get – I don't think we have yet. And that sounds crazy for some people, but this team is literally constructed in the offseason. Let's go get a quarterback, some guys that were drafted that were here. I'm going to defend him in his positivity of the world is not falling apart for the Falcons yet. It could be if we lose on Sunday because then you're going to feel differently about it.
No, and you're making valid points, and they're all on point. It's just, you know, the fans and you and I see it, and you watch this team, and you say, look, the only way the Falcons can win four of the last six games, we got to go 4 out of 6 now to get to 10 wins.
I believe that, too.
Well,
I believe that, too.
And again, look, it's funny because every time I mention the total, there's always some guy on social media, Mike, you just upset because you bet on it. You're damn right I am. I mean, I didn't just sit there in Las Vegas back in February and go, woohoo, let me just burn $1,000. I really thought this team was going to go win 10 games. You know, either way, I'm concerned about the defense because I just don't think there's easy. It's not like you can say, oh, you know what we got to do? I don't think that exists for our defense. I think if you blitz, there's parts of the secondary that get exposed. I think Simmons needs to up his game.
He does.
I think Hughes at times before the injuries, you know, he's good, but he's not great. So we've got to really, really find some way to dial up some pressure.